Welcome to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
I'm very pleased to say I am joined on the line with Jeremy from 40th Parallel. How's it going?
Good, good. Having a chill day today.
Yeah. Nice. Good to hear it. Now, you're based all the way across the ditch in Aussie, Western Australia. And you just released the new track Convergence, which I must say I've been absolutely loving the last couple of days since it was released.
Thank you.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit about the track and the inspirations behind it?
Yeah, for sure. In terms of like musicality, at the moment I'm sort of going for this jazz / punk fusion sort of thing, which I'm really into. Listen to a lot of post-punk from the UK, like Fontaines and Idols and the Murder Capital and whatnot. I also listen to a lot of UK jazzy stuff, so more like Yusuf Days and Tom Misch, all that, you know, all those artists who are exploding right now. I'm trying to like make a fusion of those two things, so you hear like the sort of distorted guitars but with like jazz chords and, you know, sort of groovy beats, but they're also kind of electronic. And yeah, that's sort of what I'm going for.
Yeah, nice. I definitely can hear the jazz elements through the song, which I feel like I listen to a lot of post-punk, like all the bands you mentioned, love them all.
Yeah.
And I must say, I haven't really found many bands that kind of meld together the jazzy kind of sound alongside this kind of post-punk or kind of feel. So it definitely comes through, really enjoying it. How did you find that sound and decide as well, like meld it all together in the recording process and everything?
I don't really know. I think my music taste has changed a lot over the last year or two. I used to listen to mostly like neo-psychedelic music and like psych pop and, you know, that sort of realm.
Yeah.
But I think my music taste has sort of transitioned into this jazzy and punk sort of thing. So I'm trying to like delve more into that. And probably my favorite artist is King Krule.
Mm-hmm.
You like King Krule?
Yes.
Yeah.
Love him.
So so I draw a lot of inspiration from his stuff as well, which is pretty good.
Nice. I can see actually that's a good point. King Krule does kind of have those jazzier elements with it.
So
now that you mention it, yeah, definitely. And because you were mentioning that kind of psyche sound, and we were talking before off air about your previous band, Space Dive, which kind of did have that more psyche sound to it. Definitely still the same. You can tell it's your music, but it's definitely kind of different. Separated. What kind of inspired, like, you were like, yep, I'm gonna start 40th Parallel, kind of stop with Space Dive a little bit and start this new project?
I think the direction that Space Dive was going wasn't really what I wanted to be doing with music anymore. We've been playing with the same people for like probably about 5 years since I don't know, year 10 in high school. And it was sort of like stagnating a bit, and I was really motivated to keep going with music, and everyone else in the band sort of was doing their own thing. So I decided that it was time to switch it up, have like a little bit of a fresh start, a bit of a change up of sound, bit of a new image, you know, and sort of work up from there with a sound that I'm more inclined to writing and producing nowadays.
That's very, been really very satisfying. Exciting. Yeah. No, I can imagine it would be quite rewarding to really like find the sound that you want to make and get that out there. And so you've just released this track and have got a couple other singles out. What else have you got in the works?
Actually working towards like a short record. Hopefully going to finish it by the end of the year, going up to my grandparents' farm for a week on Monday. To record with a few friends. We just record and mix all ourselves, so because it's cheap. Obviously,
fair enough.
You know, could sound better in studio, but sounds cheaper and authentic on your own. But hopefully get that out next year, aiming for 8 or 9 tracks.
Ooh.
Including the new singles on there. And
that's very,
hopefully
very
a tour
exciting.
To Dunedin.
That's yeah, of course. That'd be awesome. That's very, very exciting. Very excited to hear what is brewing from you and your band.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
I'm
things.
Excited to be brewing it.
And we previously mentioned you're based in Western Australia. So I guess from I've talked to a few bands from there, and they've kind of mentioned that it's quite like a nice, tight-knit community, but I guess you are quite isolated and far away from like Melbourne, which I've heard is the music capital of Australia.
Yeah.
How have you felt
I am moving to Melbourne in September.
Wow.
But the WA scene is very rewarding because if you're a local artist and you look up to other local bands, it's really easy to network and like get on lineups with bands that you like, and that's really satisfying and you know, inspiring as a new artist. But it is also, there's also cons, like touring costs is like ridiculous. If you want to tour to a different city, it's $1,000 per person in your band, you know.
Yep, quite pricey.
Apart from that, it's a great little scene over here. There's lots of diversity and it's, it's real cool.
Yeah, I must say I've definitely been quite excited exploring more of the Aussie music scene from Dunedin just through the little stalking.
There's a lot to explore.
Yeah, for sure. No, I've been loving what I'm hearing so far, but definitely exciting moving to Melbourne. Big stuff there as well. That's very exciting. And I've seen like you've been playing a fair amount of shows as well in Aussie at the moment. Yeah. Have you got any other shows lined up?
Yeah, we're playing at a venue called the 459 in July, and hopefully, there's a fishing themed pub in my suburb called Mosman Park. There's a bar called Rodney's. We're going to try and do a Melbourne send off there.
Ooh, fun.
It's going to be awesome.
very exciting stuff.
Apart from that, that's about it.
Yeah, and then of course, eventually a tour down to Dunedin.
Yes, I love New Zealand, and I love traveling, and all I want to do is travel and perform.
Yeah.
So, inevitably, I'll be in the South Island pretty soon.
Very, very exciting stuff. And, of course, the album or EP in the works, which is also very, very exciting. Definitely, everyone listening, go check out 40th Parallel. Any final words to the listeners out there?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head. Maybe check out Alison Parade and Red Moon Cowboy.
Yeah.
Banging music from WA.
Yeah, I absolutely love Alison Parade as well. Awesome music coming from Western Australia. Thank you so much, Jeremy, for coming on here and having a chat with me this arvo.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. We've got Convergence, your newest track from 40th Parallel, queued up next, followed by Sourdough from Alison Parade, another Western Australian band. Definitely check out Jeremy and 40th Parallel. Awesome tunes, awesome stuff coming. And enjoy. Keep it locked on the one.
To a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.